Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk. Evelina Potocka and Chris Farman.
That is going to be the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Cudownie, witajcie bardzo serdecznie. Dziś wszyscy jesteśmy, absolutnie wszyscy jesteśmy dziećmi.
It is Children's Day indeed, and you are still here with Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farmer.
It's 11:05 and I have just bought you something for Children's Day. Actually, you and our sound producer, Kasia, I have just brought you something very, very special.
Chris jest dzisiaj prawdziwym bohaterem. To dzisiaj nie jest Women's Day, it's Children's Day, but still
I know, I know, but you guys act a little bit like children now and then. So, what I have just brought you, don't taste it yet, you're not allowed to taste it yet.
Ale dotknąć można.
I will tell you exactly how you're meant to eat it a little bit
later.
Dobrze,
to ja tylko opiszę. Dostałam filiżankę, która wygląda jakby to była filiżanka kawy. No i porcja ciasteczek.
Aha. So this is typical English breakfast tea.
Oh,
made
okay.
The English way. So you have tea,
milk.
Sugar, and milk.
Oh,
yes,
my
because
God.
Tea should be sweet. It has to be sweet and it has to have milk. Whew. But it also has to have this nice brick color, okay? It should not be white.
No właśnie, dlatego okay. Wygląda jak kawa z mlekiem.
Just to let you know, I know I'm English, but actually the stereotype about us drinking tea all the time is not true, okay? So we don't drink tea all the time, but I know how to make a perfect cup of tea.
Tak, a jak ja teraz powinnam pić, taki dzióbek zrobić, tak wiesz, to smakować w ten sposób. 603-0606-06, dzieciaki, duże i małe, are you there? And we are asking you today actually about your childhood memories, takie najwspanialsze wasze wspomnienia z dzieciństwa. To jest tak, że nasza pamięć jest niesamowita i czasami zapamiętujemy tak dziwne rzeczy, tak dziwne momenty, zupełnie bezsensowne mogłoby się wydawać w kontekście, ale jednak one potrafią mocno utkwić w naszej pamięci i o te momenty dziś was pytamy. You can reach, but you can't grab it. You can hold it, control it, no, you can't bag it. You can push, but you can't direct it. Circulate, regulate, oh no, you cannot connect it.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 2 o'clock.
Yes, I feel like a proper English lady now.
So tell me, how is it? How is it? Tastes good? Yeah, pretty good.
Pyszna. Naprawdę.
I see?
Muszę powiedzieć, że na co dzień nie słodzę herbaty i raczej unikam dolewania mleka do herbaty, ale to naprawdę jest wspaniałe. Także...
Just remember,
no, you have a new job.
You have to leave the tea bag in there for at least 2 to 3 minutes to get the orangey color. Add sugar, then the milk, and then you take the tea bag out, and then you dip the biscuit for only 3 to 4 seconds so the biscuit doesn't fall in.
Tak, ja zostałam dokładnie poinstruowana, jak to należy.
I will write a book. I'll write a book about this, don't worry.
I write a book, no proszę, probably a bestseller.
Now we are asking you, what are your strange stories as a child? It is, of course, Dziecko Day, Children's Day.
Dziecko, Dzień Dziecka.
Dzień Dziecka?
Dzień Dziecka.
Why not Dziecko Dzień?
Bo Dzień Dziecka.
Okay. it is Children's Day. We're asking you, what are your kind of, your stories? Actually, Evelina.
Strange or normal?
Strange, normal. Normal's a bit boring. No, let's go strange. Kind of ones that you really remember, ones that stick in your memory.
I was a naughty child.
Yeah?
Yes, I was so hard to control. My mother always tell me, do this, guarantee I would never do.
Okay.
Always the opposite.
And you're an only child? Or you
No, I have an older sister, okay. Which there are also a lot of stories. One of the stories, should I explain in English?
Yeah, of course.
In English. One of the stories, I really had to watch a movie or I had to see it's somewhere on a TV. And my friend was having like her female friend at home. They were playing
like
or chatting.
Sleepover.
Exactly. Yep. So I just came into the room and just slapped this lady in the face.
This is your sister's friend?
Yeah, this was my sister's friend.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. For no reason. I just remember after this, there was such a
What happened?
Argument.
How did she react? Ah, argument.
My sister was in a shock. And I thought, it's like a normal act.
Okay.
Normal
act. That's how we greet people in Poland. We just slap them around the face.
Yeah, I figured this was normal. I saw it somewhere on I don't know, Moderna Sukces or whatever. And I thought it's just like a normal.
How old were you?
I was like 5.
Okay. Okay, so I have one story and it involves my sister. My sister, I love her a bit. However, she did give me a little bit of a tough childhood. I think I was about maybe 10 or 11, so a little bit older, and this I'm gonna share this with you because I'm okay with it. So basically, obviously having an older sister, she decided that she would try to dress me up like a Barbie doll.
Oh
yep.
Ja też zawsze byłam przebierana.
So basically, yeah, makeup, hair, and I remember the dress that she stuck on me. It was like an army camo dress and also high heels as well.
Of course, yeah. Alright.
And then she gets me to come downstairs to see mum and dad, you know, just to say hi, you know, and yeah. Mum and dad were a little bit in shock.
No, Chris is a Christina.
Pretty much, yes. So yeah, I had a little cross-dressing kind of...
Experience
going on. Yeah, so no, terrible.
6306 albo na Facebooku. Jakie są wasze wspomnienia z dzieciństwa? Te strange, ale nie tylko, może funny. A do wygrania mamy dziś dla was, no, całkiem niemało prezentów. Co mamy, Chris, dla naszych słuchaczy?
So, what do we have? We have a fabulous designer Radio Gdansk backpack.
Ależ oczywiście, że tak, to jest wspaniały plecak, niebiesko orange, pomarańczowy.
And we do have
gifts.
We do have a flask for I'm not too sure why, but it's okay.
Children
love to take coffee to school. Why not?
To jest do piknikowania with your family.
But of course, the most amazing here, we do have two sets of cinema tickets to give away. And what are you going to go watch? You're gonna go watch Aladdin.
Ale zapewniam, że to jest nie jedyny film, który aktualnie w kinach można zobaczyć.
But everybody's gonna choose Aladdin, 100%. Mm-hmm.
She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. She's pretty, a pity. She's got a boyfriend though, and that's a pity. She's flirty, turned dirty. Ain't that the age a girl gets really dirty? I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know. I love the way she bites her lip. I love the way she shakes them hips. I love the way she makes me drool. I think that she is beautiful. She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. Well, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. A stunner, I wonder, was she this fit when she was 10 years younger? Come see me discreetly. She said she's got a trick or two to teach me. I don't know how I make it through this. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know. I think that you are lovely. 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 She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know how we'll make it through this.
Touch a tiger by the toe. If he heard a frame game go, me, my.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Seriously, like, me, bless him. Me.
Oh. I want to learn this.
Do we know how old he is?
Five? Yes.
That's so cute.
Sweetest boy. Pozdrawiamy bardzo serdecznie naszego dzisiejszego bohatera. Co się okazuje? Posiadanie dwóch starszych braci to jest duże wyzwanie. Having like two other brothers, it's a big challenge.
I could imagine.
Katarzyna says she was like constantly bullied.
Okay.
Ponieważ mamy takie sytuacje jak na przykład nasza Kasia biedna była zamykana w szafie, była zamykana w kanapie. Brat złapał ją za rajstopy i przewiesił przez taki drążek do podciągania się, który mamy nad drzwiami. Ale Kasia konkluduje, że jednak swoich braci kocha i w życiu by ich nie zamieniła na żadnych innych.
However, I think when you're in this situation, I think later on in life, the sister normally gets revenge.
Like, no więc właśnie.
Normally they can get revenge later on because men are quite dumb.
Easy.
Yeah, let's say.
So normally, prosta instrukcja obsługi.
Yeah, because at a young age they use their strength, but you know later on, you know, the girl can actually use her intelligence and kind of outsmart them.
Katarzyno, you know? Czy ty się mścisz na swoich braciach teraz w dorosłym życiu za to, co ci zrobili w dzieciństwie? 603060606. Do wygrania dziś mamy dla was, za wasze wspomnienia z dzieciństwa, bilety do kina i wspaniały taki pocket, można powiedzieć, paczkę z plecakiem i coś tam jeszcze jest.
Cinema tickets, everything a kid needs basically. Now, in Gdynia, I was a hero yesterday by saving a duckling. But in Gdynia, we have another hero this week. Gdynia, I don't know if you heard about this, but a Gdynia bus driver.
Super akcja.
Yes. Stopped. There was a man who pulled up next to the bus who was
Wonder Woman
drinking, for example, it was vodka behind the wheel. Just having a random bottle of vodka, you know, drinking while you're driving.
I popitka też była, wyobrażacie sobie. Kierowca pił, w jednej dłoni trzymał butelkę, no, z wódką, a w drugiej dłoni trzymał sok. I sobie robił, że tak powiem, od razu w buzi drinki.
Mixed it around in
the mouth. I oczywiście, co najważniejsze, był za kierownicą, prowadził samochód.
Aha. And the bus driver did an amazing thing, blocked the car, and then all of the people from the bus actually went and apprehended the driver.
Tak.
That's amazing.
Tak. It's wspaniała, like, obywatelska postawa.
The community, huh? Community action. That is really,
to
really
To podnosi
amazing.
Nas na duchu.
It's 11:25, good morning Gdansk, it is Saturday, and we are hopefully making your Saturday just a little bit better. Now, tell me, when you drive, you have a sat-nav? You have a navigation, sat-nav? No?
Czasami tak, czasami nie.
Okay, but obviously there are many people in the world who follow their sat-nav to the T, yes? Like they follow every single where it tells them to go.
Even to bedroom.
Yeah, probably yes. But there is a man, actually, who left Newcastle the other day. And he planned to drive to Rome. Rome in Italy.
Tak.
Ended up in Germany, in a village named Rome, in Germany.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, Why?
Why would you say that? Shh, happen.
Yeah, like, you know, you must get to a certain point and think like, huh, I don't see any signs for Italy, you know? I don't know. Or he must...
Of course there are like names like repeat themselves. Niestety.
Yeah, very true.
So you
have
always to check.
And of course, actually, I ordered a delivery the other day, food delivery. And again, yeah, same thing. The guy went to Soport first before coming to me because he entered into his navigation, the Soport address.
Yeah.
And he came up in Soport and yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, like, people rely on their sat-nav a bit too much.
For example, normally you would go to Switzerland, but we also have like, our Kashubian Switzerland, yep. Szwajcaria Kaszubska, which can also, you know, cause mistakes.
I know, but I'm not very good in geography. However, I know which direction Switzerland is in and which one, like, Kashubia is in.
See?
You know?
And the Rome guy? Rome
well,
guy?
But, you know, it's like, if it says, for example, okay, you'll be there in, I don't know, 10 hours or 8 hours.
But remember, maybe he's not from here, maybe he was like from Asia. Would you like, would you know, being in Asia, in Japan, for example, you know, what's the city,
what's the village? I would hope that you look at a map, like an actual, the full-scale map, before you go.
No właśnie.
But yeah, obviously not. So yeah, still, mistakes happen with today's technology.
A jeśli chodzi o Katarzynę, rozsypywała pineski pod stopami braci albo przeciągała linę pod drzwiami, żeby się wywrócili. Więc the revenge, she already took it when she was small. And she always still takes the revenge.
I told you exactly. See? Women are intelligent. They take revenge in different ways. This weekend is a very special weekend. Yes, it is 30 years of free elections here in Poland.
Exactly.
And I was doing my research on this a little bit more, and I learned a few things. And honestly, it's shocking.
Share it with people.
I will share. So I just did a few comparisons because, to be totally honest, I still can't get over the fact how new Poland is, you know, how it's such a new country. Obviously, the first free election was in 1989, and when the communism kind of stopped.
Partly, exactly.
However, for example, the free election in the UK was in 1802, so 200 years before. So absolutely amazing, like how, you know, our country, the UK, was here, and you guys were here, let's say. And we're only, you know, 2 hours away on a flight. You know, it's like, it's quite crazy. It's really crazy. But how do you feel now with the whole free country, 30 years old Poland?
You know, I don't think my generation, I don't think we think about it a lot.
Okay.
We just accept the reality.
In regards to your parents, actually, obviously they were around during those times and now they're during around
my
these
times.
My
parents are definitely not those people who like think about the previous times with a big sentiment. They are happy how it is today.
Okay. But do they see, for example, the country going in maybe a slightly wrong direction? Because, for example, like the UK... Let's be honest, it has kind of gone in a slightly wrong direction. With
depending
everything.
On where you sit.
Yeah, of course. But do they see, like, for example, normal people like parents?
You have to ask them. I don't know. I cannot speak for them.
Evelina's parents, if you could let us know on 603-060-606. But of course, there was also on the news regarding the safeness of Poland. In general, I think Poland is a very safe place. And for example, when I'm out with friends and they put their belongings down next to them in a bar or in a cafe, they're always very, very wary of like, okay, my handbag is here or my backpack is here, my phone is here. And normally I say to them like, are you kidding me? We're in Poland. Like, relax. Like,
no.
Yeah, see, but I've never seen this. I've never actually seen anything
You're
like
lucky.
That.
You're a lucky guy.
However, in the news, obviously in our news, it says 89% of Polish people say that Poland is a very safe place to live, which is absolutely fantastic. I'm pretty sure the result will be a lot lower in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
However, what about the actual foreigners out there? The expats who actually come here, maybe come here for a long stay or maybe come here to actually relocate in Poland, because there is many that come here to relocate. We heard from Kirby earlier on this matter, and it is, yeah, quite interesting just to know the foreigners aspect, because the Polish outlook and view on this is going to be completely different to what a foreigner will tell you. You know, so...
Ale nasz przyjaciel, który też właśnie nas słucha, ten, o którym mówisz, powiedział, że generalnie czuje się w Polsce bezpiecznie. Oczywiście są sytuacje, w których czuje się niekomfortowo,
yep.
Ale generalnie w Polsce czuje się bezpiecznie.
Yeah, exactly. So this is fantastic to hear. But if you do have a story, if you, you know, think that Poland is a very safe place and you love it, or maybe you've had some incidences, let us know on 603-060-606. I think people will be quite interested to find out.
And the weather is great today. I będzie tylko lepiej.
Fantastic.
A dziś rozpoczynamy obchody Święta Wolności i Solidarności, który potrwa w sumie do 11 czerwca i naprawdę bardzo dużo dzieje się w mieście. Zapraszamy wszystkich do Gdańska, bo między innymi dziś koncerty.
Mm-hmm. Many, 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 and we will tell you a little bit more about that after this.
Let's get out of this place, never.
Now, what is going on this weekend? Of course, we are celebrating the... how would you call this, actually? What would you say, like, this weekend? What's the name?
Święto Wolności i Solidarności. Tak nazywa się to oficjalnie.
And in English? let's just stick with that, don't worry. But actually, in English, it is the celebration of freedom and solidarity. And of course, due to the celebration, Gdansk is fantastic for this. There are concerts going on in a few different places.
Debaty, spotkania, odwiedzanie muzeów, spotkania przed Europejskim Centrum Solidarności, okrągły stół, the round table, which symbolizes what happened 30 years ago. Także naprawdę sporo się dzieje, warto wyjść z domu.
So basically you recommend people just go straight downtown Gdansk?
Dokładnie tak, dokładnie
you
tak.
You will find basically everything down there right now.
But it's also very important that you should check the websites because there are some of the streets will be closed.
Okay.
So this is a big event, so please check the exact information because there will be difficulties.
Of course, or just use Google Maps. Google Maps will tell you. It's normally pretty good. But yes, this weekend is actually going to be fantastic, I think. Another great weekend. Seriously, Gdansk is it's really good for the weekends right now. I love Gdansk during the summer.
No raczej. Come on.
It is pretty amazing. And of course, from today until the 4th, you will be able to travel on public transport, on buses and trams, completely free.
In Gdansk.
In Gdansk, yeah, only in Gdansk, unfortunately. But in Gdansk, yeah, completely free. That's excluding the SKM, so just be careful with that one. But yeah, completely free. And this, actually, I like how Gdansk really, they celebrate this to a good limit. They give people free stuff, basically.
Zgadza się. Coming back to Children's Day, jak się okazuje, te wspomnienia nasze z młodości to często jest nightmare.
Nightmares?
Yeah, I mean like childhood memories.
Why?
Often they are like nightmares.
Why though?
No więc właśnie, dlaczego pamiętamy te takie rzeczy nie najlepsze? Może dlatego, że one wówczas wywierały na nas ogromny wpływ i albo się baliśmy, albo płakaliśmy, takie ekstremalne emocje. To pewnie pierwsze takie zetknięcie z jakąś negatywną właśnie emocją i dlatego tak bardzo dobrze to pamiętamy.
But I do think when you are a child and you have siblings, for example brothers and sisters, when you're a child, we believe you're like, did you have that stretchy toy when you was a child? It's called like Mr. Armstrong. And he basically, Mr. Stretch Armstrong, or something like this, basically you stretched him as far as you could. It's like all of his limbs stretched.
Nie, takich rzeczy nie.
Okay, but you get the idea, yeah?
Tak.
So basically, I think this is how our siblings look at us when we're young. Like, we're flexible, we fit into anywhere, similar to Kasia.
No tak jak napisała Kasia, tak.
Yeah.
Do szafy była wpychana, do sofy, wszędzie się dało.
Yep.
Zrobili z niej kulkę i ją rzucali.
They don't think about the fact that actually we need oxygen to survive.
Tak.
But in general, it's all good fun, I think. And
Dorota napisała, moi bracia, mam ich aż 5. Ojej. Angażowali mnie do gry w piłkę nożną. Ja wpuszczałam gole, a oni mnie bili. Ale to było dawno i już im wybaczyłam. Najważniejsze to pogodzić się z przeszłością, pani Doroto. Dzieciństwo na podwórku, cudowne, gra w zbijaka, piłkę w sznura. Tak właśnie było. I was raised outside. Moje dzieciństwo to było dzieciństwo na podwórku z dzieciakami w piachu, w piaskownicy, na drabinkach, w krzakach, na drzewach.
Because I
wszędzie.
Think games consoles weren't around when you were young. I'm kidding, don't worry.
Starsze siostry wcale nie są lepsze, jestem o 8 lat, o 7 lat młodsza, byłam gówniarą namolną, którą trzeba było ciągle wywalać z pokoju, której trzeba było pilnować i tak dalej. Awantury najczęściej kończyły się pluciem z dystansu i ucieczką, bo w walce nie miałam szans. Tak było, pani Beato.
Let us know your strange childhood stories. Maybe some happy stories, maybe, now. We do have some prize giveaways. We have a backpack, a flask, and cinema tickets to watch the amazing Aladdin this weekend. So you can get yourself to the cinema.
Ja zapewniam, niekoniecznie trzeba tego Aladdina oglądać. Można wybrać sobie.
Friday late night, there it is. The soft touch of your hand. I wonder, could I taste the difference? Now I'm no longer in the man. If you see me with another, another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. I'm never gonna let you down again. And if you catch me with another, another one that's been around, whatever you may think of her, I can never let you down again. It's all about trust. Saturday smooth injuries, we had it coming soon. I wonder, could I hear the difference now that you've changed the tune? I rambled on so anyway, or can we call it quits? And is this what I need to take away? It's checkmate in my mind. So if you see me with another, another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. Catch me with another, another one that's been around. Whatever you may think of it, I can never let you down again. It's all about trust.
Touch the tiger by the toe.
Basha Sexton, her childhood memories were great. Every summer holidays at her grandpa's farm in Kashubi. So, yeah, see?
Basha kocha te memories, see?
Yeah, she has lovely memories, of course. I just love how Polish childhood memories are completely different to UK memories.
So how you, okay, dressed as a Barbie.
Yeah, dressed as a
which
Barbie.
Which was confirmed by your sister. Thank you very much.
I know, she just sent in that she's looking for the photo right
still
now.
Still waiting for the photo.
If you post that photo online, I am going to kill you.
Please
I'm
do,
not even joking. but yeah, I don't know, our childhood memories. I remember, for example, having friends around and we used to get the duvet, you know, on top of the bed. What do you call this? Duvet?
Nie wiem.
You know, you go to sleep in your bed and you cover yourself with the duvet.
Ah, kołdra.
Kołdra?
Kołdra.
Okay, that's a new one. So we used to get this and we used to slide down the stairs. So it used to be like a sled. And we used to, you know, sit at the top of the stairs with the duvet, you wrap up the front over your legs, and then you just slide down the stairs. It's amazing.
Dobre, I will do this today.
If you're a kid, if you're a kid and you're listening, if you're an adult and you're listening, you should do this. Just take your duvet, go to the stairs. I recommend the stairs should be carpeted, though.
No więc właśnie. Nie róbcie tego na klatce schodowej w bloku.
Now, of course, this weekend as well, or tonight, in fact, 9 p.m. tonight and 8 p.m. UK time, we do have the Champions League final.
Ooh, are you stressed?
I'm not a fan, to be totally honest. Do you watch football?
Only during Mistrzostwa. Okay. And then I'm, of course, an expert.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not such a fan. But however, this is going to be an all-English football championship, which is happening in Madrid. And of course, all the English people are there. There's already on the news. We know what English people are like when they start to drink.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, they are a little bit mad, a little bit crazy. And even when I see them in Gdansk sometimes, you know, in the old town, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be English.
And it's not about football then?
No, it's not about football. It's just about, hey, come to Poland, get drunk because it's so cheap. You know, it's a little bit embarrassing, but they are all there in Madrid at the moment. And, you know, there's people who are happy to pay. There's people who are actually in Madrid looking for tickets right now because they don't have tickets for the game, who are willing to actually pay up to, say, £10,000 for a ticket.
True fan.
True fan. It's 90 minutes.
Although
of
a true fan would have bought these tickets earlier.
Very true. Yes. And also, why not just watch it on TV?
Doesn't it the same?
It's exactly. You get to see more because people don't stand up in front of you every second.
Ale to też.
You know? I hate football. Simple as that.